Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The Israeli strike hit a residential building in Rafah early on Saturday. Residents, along with rescue workers, have been digging through the rubble to find survivors.
An Israeli officer called us and told us to evacuate in the next 15 minutes because they will bombard it. So we evacuated the house and they bombarded it an hour later. You can see the destruction that occurred. We are civilians.
The death toll from an Israeli military raid in the occupied West Bank has risen to 10. The operation in the city of Tulkarem is still underway. A day later, mass arrests have been made at the Nur Shams refugee camp. Israeli forces raided several homes and used bulldozers to destroy buildings and critical facilities. At least one person has been killed and 20 others have been injured during a large explosion in Iraq. It happened south of the capital Baghdad in the Babil province. A base used by the Iranian-backed Popular Mobilization Forces was hit. The paramilitary group is accusing Israel of conducting the attack. The U.S. says it wasn't behind the explosion. The Iraqi military has called it an accident. The U.S. House of Representatives has pushed forward with a foreign aid package of $95 billion, including around $60 billion for Ukraine. The clearing of the procedural hurdle involved a rare coalition of politicians from both sides of the political divide. Ukraine's president has been asking Western allies for more help in the fight against Russia. The rest of the funding will go to Israel and Taiwan. Fighting between Myanmar's army and rebels has forced at least 1,300 people to flee into neighboring Thailand. Rebels from the ethnic Karen group recently captured the border town of Mierwaddy. On Saturday, they launched an attack on a group of army troops in an area close to a major border trading post, forcing people to flee.
Welcome to Necessary Tomorrows. My name is Ursula. I am an AI. And I have inferred from your online activity that you have been feeling more dread than hope when you think about the future that is coming for us here in the 2060s. So I have created a course just for you to enhance your capacity for imagining different futures. Necessary Tomorrows, an audio series by Doha Debates and Al Jazeera. Find it where you listen to podcasts.